This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Last Friday, we saw the Globe Community Awards celebrating the Victorian LGBTQI+ achievements, and one of Joy's shows won big, Chicks Talking Footy, which won the award for media excellence. The show's hosted by Fiona Newton and Rebecca Dahl, and they joined us earlier today to discuss their big win. And we began by asking how it felt to get such recognition in a world where women are underrepresented in media, sports, and sports media.
We really feel the timing of our show was pretty special because, and I said this in the speech that we gave on the night, but we launched in 2016 when at that time, that was the year that the AFLW was announced. So there was no female league happening at the time. It was also the year that the AFL Pride game, the first ever inaugural AFL Pride Game event happened. So very much significant. I think what we're experiencing in the football community and the sports community at the moment is really a revolution. You know, there's the female participation is just going up exponentially every year. And our show's just been really lucky to be giving a voice to that. And I feel we've pioneered in a space that wasn't there previously. There's now a lot of radio and media offerings that are outside the traditional media, but at the time that we launched, that probably wasn't the case so much. And we certainly give a female perspective of the game, and and really represent our community, I think, too, and tell the stories of our community in our show.
And I think, as you said, Toby, you know, you're not a huge football fan, but you like our show. And I think that's something that we hear a lot. And that's one of the things I'm really proud of, is that we've made football really accessible to people, and probably accessible to people who traditionally haven't engaged with sport or football as much. And I think that's a really nice thing to hear, that it's not just real footy heads that like it, that we're touching on a whole lot of, I guess, even broader social issues that attract people to listen.
And do you find that that consciously shapes the way you put together the show or the content that you produce? Like, obviously, you're presenting a female perspective on a thing that doesn't get enough female perspectives within it. But is there conscious decision-making in the way you approach putting together Chicks Talking Footy?
Yeah, look, we get together every week with a brainstorming session and lots of spreadsheets. No, look, we do certainly get together and make sure that our philosophy of our show is consistent and that we're all happy with it. But I think it's just coming out of our love of the game, and we actually enjoy each other's company as well, which I think is not to be underestimated in radio. You know, the chemistry you have with the people you produce your show with. So I think that's been a big part of it too. And I think, you know, the discussion we have is relevant outside of just football.
And I think as well, like, something that I find is that one of the things that puts me off, like, frankly, engaging with football is a lot of the bullshit culture around it. Like, it's actually, there is a bunch of nasty, aggressive behaviour that is, that people often celebrate, who kind of within the mainstream football community. I think that's been changing a bit. I think the show is like a really nice counterpoint to, do you know what I mean? Like a culture that's often pretty toxic.
For every toxic story that comes out of it, there's a really great story too. And I think football's a real vehicle for social change. You know, we've seen that with women's football, we've seen that with the Pride Games, we've seen it through so many things. And it's actually really nice to be able to highlight some of those things too.
Yeah, and I think I personally love the stories that we've been able to bring out. You know, even from the AFL Pride Game, we were getting messages in when the broadcast is on about couples that hadn't been to the football for 10 years and they felt safer now coming. A lot of clubs now have a diversity and inclusion manager that is often, you know, the clubs then are committed to including people from different races, from women, there's now disabled league, wheelchair football league. There's blind teams playing football now, and even women play the game It's amazing.
Yeah, well,
that's crazy.
Well, I was going to say, like, it does seem like the AFL Women's League has been going from strength to strength. What do you hope to see from the like next season, which will obviously be early next year, I believe? And what do you think needs to change, though, to help it develop?
Well, I think, you know, it's come a long way. We've only had three seasons of AFLW, so I think we sometimes forget to celebrate that. And but, you know, ultimately we want to see every club have a women's team and it play, you know, those games being played right alongside the male teams and women being paid accordingly. But that's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to happen next, you know, in the next year. But I think over the next sort of 5-10 years, that's definitely a possibility. And you know, I mean, female participation rates, there's now over 500,000 women playing football across Australia. So it's just gone up exponentially in those 3 years. So,
and I think the other thing too is we're really, what we're going to get to see is an increasingly high standard of the game, because what happened was the women that played in season one, a lot of them had had a disrupted journey, because traditionally girls had to stop playing football when they were, you know, 12, and they couldn't play with the boys anymore. And so these women that came in season one, some of them hadn't played footy for, you know, 15 years. Whereas as we're getting more and more seasons along, you can see the standard increasing because these girls have been able to play footy the whole way through their teenage years.
Mm. I think also one thing that I love about the women's football is women really have led the way when it comes to things like LGBTI inclusion. You know, even in the first season, Erin Phillips kissed her wife when she won the Best and Fairest Award and had her twins with the Premiership Cup. And then we, Beck and I were on the red carpet for the Best and Fairest that year, and all the girls were walking in with their female partners, and it was not even something to comment on. It was just a natural part of who they are, whereas we're still yet to see even one man do that with the Brownlow. So it's just a natural, you know, inclusion is more natural, I think, with the women at this stage.
Mm. And another thing I've really enjoyed from the women is I think that they relate to the media in a totally different way to the men, because traditionally men have been very closed off, we're just trying to get the win, you know, that sort of thing. Whereas the women are much more open, much more honest about themselves, their stories, their journeys, their games. And I kind of hope that seeps into the men a bit too, that they loosen up a little bit and we can get to know them as people a bit more.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Informer. Congratulations. And we look forward to hearing another season of Chicks Talking Footy next year. When does the show next kick off? Do you have an idea of when it'll next be next grid or when it's coming back?
Yeah, well, Beck and Dave are doing a show in the interim called The Bench. So it's the summer sports edition.
Oh, excellent. We'll have to get you to do sports updates for us, Beck. That'll be wonderful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then we're back on air the end of January for the beginning of the AFLW season.
Fabulous. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
That was Fiona Newton and Rebecca Dahl talking to Toby Halligan and Nicholas Hines. And congratulations to the rest of the Chicks Talking Footy team, Bree McCauley, Rachel Hopkins and Susanna Mott. This is The Informer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.